Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshe. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshe. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is hit by the pitch. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zarrilla moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zarrilla scores. Niemann moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Courtney scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the mound. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Baker, who tags Goldsberry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Shea covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Campos pinch hits for Specsha. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeMaestri fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-2 in the game. Grasso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Hurst now pitching. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grasso. Zarrilla scores. Goldsberry moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Busby reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grasso hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.